with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 848 Brock, Hunter.
Hi, it's going to be a great day.
Great day. 848. Actually, yeah, weather-wise, it is going to be gorgeous, man. Great day to get out on that electric bicycle.
Hey, damn right. Nipples out, bro.
Nipples out. Good God.
Everybody I drive by is like, damn, look at that. That's a sick bike.
You got to be careful riding that electric bike with your nipples out, because if the wind, you're going to be going so fast that you'll probably get chafing.
Chafed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Chafe nips, man.
I'll take it, though.
Just like the like the real athletes. You're basically like a Iron Man guy, you know? You got to do the running and the cycling. You got to make sure the nips don't chafe. I tell you, buddy.
I just call my bike and it comes to me. Dude,
that would be pretty sweet. Like,
not far off.
And that's true. If we can do it with cars now, bicycles are probably going to be next.
Did you ever see the guy who invented the bicycle that doesn't fall over?
I've never seen that.
Both wheels have like a gyro in them. Dude. So you can literally just sit on the bike. It's like the ultimate training wheel bike.
First of all, that's nothing new. I had that back when I was in elementary school. So, you know, training wheels are the same thing right there.
Kinda.
No, exact same thing.
A lot cooler, but
exact same thing.
I mean, it's doing the same thing. Yeah.
Exact same concept. Nothing about it is different.
You still have training wheels, don't they?
Damn right I do. It's because I'm usually drinking when I'm on a bicycle. Come on now. I'm gonna tip over. Anyway, we got to get to it. We got your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, electric bike, boat insurance. He's got you covered, man. He's still taking calls. He's still serving you. He has been even throughout all this craziness. So hit him up. That needs a stand-up fella, Chris Thompson, at 269-408-8872, or look him up on Google, obviously. If you look up Farmers Insurance, Chris Thompson, he'll show up. His big smiling face, 11. So give him a call. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do
this part.
I actually have this a couple part. Good ones. I just don't know which one to do.
No, you're stalling. You're
Let's do porgasm.
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 Like poor?
Like,
spell it.
P-O-O-R-G-A-S-M. Porgasm.
You're poor. You're broke.
I'm broke, bitch.
You're broke, but the prostitute or the hooker or whatever. Why is it got to be? I guess because you're broke, right? Because you're broke. The prostitute just does it for free. She feels bad. She gives you an orgasm for.
For free.
For free. I'm poor, but I still got an orgasm. Right?
You're getting better at thinking outside the box, and I appreciate it. You're right on the poor part. The other part, no, you're
broke.
A porgasm is the excited feeling you get when you're broke and you find money.
Oh.
Example.
Well, there you go.
Ooh, $10. I just had a porgasm.
There you go.
Nice. Hey, you ever do that? You find 10 bucks in your shirt pocket and you're...
See, I don't know. I even think if Donald Trump found a $10 bill on the ground, he'd be like, oh, yeah, $10.
10 bucks is 10 bucks, man. Come on.
Jeff Bezos could be walking around and find a $10 bill in his pocket after pulling it out of the dryer and still be like, yeah.
There you go. Now, are wads of $100 bills. That's what he finds. Like, oh, that's where that stack of $100 bills is.
No, he says, well, how did this toilet paper get in my pocket?
It's just nothing but just $100 bills on a roll. That's what he's doing. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.